All right, welcome to No Better Time. Let me see if I can adjust the mic a little bit. Honestly, don't know if it's too loud or not, but it's been a long time since I've posted an episode, and I'm gonna explain why for anyone who's gonna be listening. But first, we're gonna do my little intro song. Or whatever, the little intro thing that says what the podcast is. So, see you in a moment. Welcome to No Better Time, a financial journey with me, Phil Salter, as I learn about finances and investing. Join me and we can grow together towards a bright financial future, because there's no better time than the present to get moving on your financial goals. Excuse me. So, my little intro thing, I listened to it because I'm like, what does it even say? You know, welcome to No Better Time, a financial journey with me, Phil Salter, where you learn about finances and investing. And you know what? I don't really think that's what this is about anymore. Not exclusively. Honestly, I don't know if I ever even like posted any update. It was all very sudden that I decided just to stop posting episodes because I just got really overwhelmed with a lot of things that I was trying to do, and I was feeling like I was going to burn out. I didn't burn out, thankfully, but I just was feeling like I didn't have the mental energy to do the things I'm supposed to be doing every day. And then because I was using up a lot of that mental discipline and energy in the evenings doing photo shoots. And even when I wasn't even recording podcasts all the time or even editing or posting them, but just thinking about it all the time and being, oh, I got to get that edited so I can post it on Wednesday. Obviously, I started doing like two episodes a week where I was posting, one where I was just talking, another one where it was an interview. And man, I really loved doing interviews, but it would always be something that I would stress about leading up to it. Like, because, you know, it's hard to squeeze in on the evenings when I've been working all day, and that ended up being the best time to do it, either really early in the morning with someone who's on the East Coast or, you know, other part of the world, or someone willing to do an interview at like 7 a.m. my time, or like in the evening at like 6 p.m. or 5 p.m., you know, after I've been working all day. And it's just like, I would just kind of dread it. And I had more people, not that I had this huge flood of people, but I used a service to find people, like a website where you can match up with people that know things about the topics you're interested in for podcasts, and where you could also put yourself out there to be a guest. And I, you know, I reached out to people, and people would even reach out to me, and I had more people lined up than I even wanted. So I started only opening up my calendar to like one time a week, and even that felt like a burden. And I just felt like I was talking to one of my guests who I still haven't posted her episode because I was like, oh, I couldn't get to it. And she's like, you know, I get it. I have a podcast. And sometimes she's like, I just do it when it feels fun and when I want to do it. And if I don't feel like doing it, I don't do it. And that was like a huge revelation to me. Like, oh, I am in control of this. I can choose how much or little I put into it as far as effort. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to post yours till next week. And I just never did. And I just stopped posting. And it was like, and I realized I need to do fewer photo shoots in the evenings. I think if I put less energy into these other things, I'll do better at work in the day. And honestly, as a software engineer, if I improve my skills any measurable way, like that literally translates into money that I can make, where I show my skill and I have a skill level, I can go get more money where I'm at or go somewhere else. And so I thought, and for right or wrong, you know, my whole thing was, how do I put myself in, you know, better financial situation? And putting a bunch of energy into photo shoots so many nights where I'm away from my family and my children to make a certain amount of money wasn't really paying off. It wasn't, didn't have the payoff I wanted. So I decided to cut back. It's like this, the thought crossed my mind. I could quit the podcast. I could quit photo shoots altogether after doing it for 5 years, you know, on the side. I don't want to make it my full-time thing. It's never been an interest of me to make photo shoots my full-time gig. It's not my passion. Could I make it happen? Maybe. Do I want to make it happen? No. And I really think that's the honest truth. I mean, there's times in my life when I've not been fully honest with myself as to what I want, you know, because I'm afraid of that it would be too hard or if it's possible. But, you know, honestly, yeah, I don't want to do real estate photography full time. And I don't want to, and I realize I don't want to try to hire photographers to do it for me, where I'm stressing about are they going to show up? Are they doing a good job? You know, is it up to my standards? All those things. And so and every time I've tried to find someone who expresses interest or shows interest in becoming a photographer for my business, it just falls through because they're just, I don't feel, I've been burned a few times, not really burned, but just like didn't work out a few times. So it's like, you know, it's probably not going to work out. So maybe it's my lack of trust in the situation, but I just like, you know, this person's probably, even though they think they want to do this, there's not enough, I can't guarantee work. It requires them to have a certain amount of equipment. They have to care. And they're as much as I do, and they're not going to, you know, that's just not realistic to expect someone to care about your business as much as you do. And I thought, well, maybe I could sell the business. I have a certain amount of clientele. I have even the equipment I could sell as part of the business. And I thought, well, even that would take so much energy that I don't even want to do that. And so I decided, what if I just cut back? And I said, I'll only accept photo shoots Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday nights, one photo shoot. And if someone needs something outside of those days or hours, I just can't do it. And that's going to disappoint some clients. I might have existing clients that will likely move on and use someone else. And I had to decide that I was okay with that. And that's the thing you have to realize in your life. You decide what you want to do and what works for your life. And then you get to decide. You're in control of your life. I mean, it sounds so obvious, but I realized, wait, I don't have to do this if I don't want to. Maybe I don't want to, you know? And so it was really eye-opening for me to realize I could just shut down the business tomorrow if I wanted to, and maybe people would be disappointed and be like, oh, but then they would just go find another photographer and it wouldn't be that big of a deal. So then I thought, well, maybe I don't need to shut it down. Maybe I just do way less. And even if it ends up not being less, because it's not like, to be honest, people, I wasn't getting photo shoots every day. It's not like I was always shooting photos. It was just the fact that I had it hanging over my head that I would always, like, if a client, someone new contacted me or an existing client would contact me and say, hey, when can you do the shoot? I'd be like, well, I could do it tonight. I would just always have my equipment in my car so I could just do it. And so I was like always, my bow was always, you know, strung and ready to use, you know, that whole, have you heard that like analogy, like a bow and arrow bow? Like if it's always taut, if it's always engaged and strung, the string is always, you know, on it, then it loses its spring. It doesn't, because when it's released, it gets an opportunity to relax. But if it's always pulled tight, then it ends up just, I guess, staying permanently that way. And then it's not, it doesn't act like a bow anymore. I'm doing a terrible job. I hope at least you've understand the example that people use. Is that an analogy? I don't know. I can never figure out the difference of a simile, analogy, whatever. My wife's really good at that stuff. And she's always like explaining to our kids, our son Finn, which is which. And I'm always like, I would like to know that, but I don't want to know it enough to like really try to remember it. So anyways, I realized, oh, sometimes I don't get a photo shoot for a couple weeks. Sometimes I get three photo shoots in a week, four. It's never like I have 15 photo shoots in a week. I've never had that, you know? I've had weeks where I've had, you know, a good amount of photo shoots. Probably the most I've ever had was like 7 or 8 in a week. And that's over 5 years. Cause I just, you know, this is just the nature of this business. It's not my, I'm not pushing for it. It's just kind of coming to me. So anyways, I decided if I just knew mentally, those are the only days I'll do it. And then I won't do the other days. And I've had a couple times where people were like, could you do Thursday? And I'm like, I can't. And as far as they're concerned, I realize I don't have to explain to them either why. I just say, you know, my schedule is full. This is when I'm available. We really need it that day. Oh, sorry, I'm not available. I mean, I didn't have to tell them why I was doing it, not say, I'm cutting back, blah, blah, blah. I did explain to my most consistent client, to his assistant, towards the beginning. Oh yeah, I'm just. She's like, oh, because she asked, she had reached out to me a couple of times. She's like, are you not doing them on the weekend anymore? I was like, you know what? I'm not. And that's why, actually, that is why I told her, because she asked me directly. And I was like, I'm not. I was like, honestly, I've been doing this for 5 years and I just realized I needed more of a work-life balance. And so, and she's like, you know what? Good for you. And I told her, I was like, I understand this may mean that you need to go to someone else, and I hope you don't. But obviously, no hard feelings if you need to use someone else. And she's like, no, I think that's really great. I respect that, you know. And they've still been hiring me. And maybe sometimes I hire other people, but I just not, you realize other people's emergencies don't be, have to become your emergency. And if they're saying, oh no, we need this shoot like by tomorrow. And I'm like, sorry, I just can't do that. That's not that they're wrong for asking. I'd be wrong for accepting if I'm not in a position to do it. So that's kind of what I've learned from this. And so then I've been getting way fewer shoots. It's almost to the point now that when I get a shoot, I'm like, oh, it's kind of an annoyance, you know, but it's like, it's not throwing off my life. I don't think about it. I go, can go a whole week without even thinking about a photo shoot. Because honestly, because the holidays, you know, it's mid-January at this point, actually January 21st, kind of getting onto the latter third of the month. And I'm just like, how many shoots have I had this month? A couple? Three? Four? I don't even know, because it's been a week or two since I even had a shoot. So it's been nice. And then not doing the podcast, it started, I decided when I want it, when I feel like doing it again, I'll do it. And I realized the thing I really enjoyed was in the beginning of the podcast when I was just sharing my thoughts. And it doesn't have to be dependent upon anybody listening. It's just me sharing my thoughts. And the thing I decided I was thinking a lot about at the time was building my future investing, learning more about investing, which I think is still something I'm interested in and want to explore. But I just, I don't, f I just feel differently about those that right now. For me, the thing I've really been exploring is learning and understanding myself and being happy with myself and being happy and content with life. And what are my motivations? What are my goals? Is my goal to be focused solely on gaining wealth? Of course not. I don't want, I want to have a wonderful life, and I want to be smart with my money, but I also want to live life too. And it's all wrapped up in it, you know, building your income and wealth and all that is all part of being able to experience life, because if you have resources, you can experience life. But I don't necessarily want to solely focus on that. So anyways, that's just kind of where I'm at with it. So I don't know how often I'll post an episode. I do have some interviews I still need to edit and release, and I will do that because that's only fair to the people I interviewed. So I have felt a little bad that I took their time and I just never posted it. I was just realizing I needed a couple months. I stepped back for a few months. I think the last time I posted was October. It's been longer than I expected, but I'm might be ready to get back at it. But this is, I guess, the message for anyone is that it's okay to go through periods of time where you're really pushing and grinding, and it's okay to also decide I need to step back. It doesn't mean those things aren't good, and I'll ultimately totally want to stop. But I do think it means that it's okay to reassess and decide what are my motivations, because there's a lot of different ways to find happiness and success and contentment. And right now, for me, being content is more of an internal thing. It's about liking who I am. And this is something I've thought about a lot lately. Like, do I need people to like me? It's nice because it makes life better, and it, you know, to be honest, increases opportunities for you, because if you can get along with people and have a rapport with people easily, it brings opportunities to you. It opens up doors for you, and but not just that, it feels good. It makes you happier, and you're helping others to be happier too, really. So it's a beautiful thing. I like that. And so it goes beyond the, though, just like, but if your motivation is to please others and to be liked by the others and to be seen as attractive, this is something I realized recently. I've spent my whole life wanting to be seen as attractive by the people, like physically, like, wow, he's handsome, you know? And it sounds so shallow to say, but I really have cared about that my whole life. And I've almost like waited my whole life to one day be seen as kind of hot. You know what I mean? It sounds so stupid to say because I've never actually said it until recently out loud or even admitted it. I realized it to myself. But I don't think I'm alone in this, right? We spend our lives like, I'm not the kind of person who goes on social media and sees people's lives like, ooh, they're going all these vacations and they have this perfect house and da da da. It's like, yeah, of course I see that. I'm like, oh, that'd be nice. But it doesn't necessarily make me feel bad about myself. But I've always been kind of interested in like this idea of like movie stars and how everyone's like, wow, they're so amazing and they're so impressive and their scene is so attractive. And I thought, I always kind of dreamed that I could one day be that and be an actor. To me, that was like, wow, being a movie star is so glamorous. Like, I assume they made like, you know, just hundreds of millions of dollars per movie, which is not really the case. Maybe if you're like the biggest star in the world, you make, you know, millions and millions per movie, but most probably don't. But I always thought that like, if one day I could be that, then I would be worth more. Like I said, this is all subconscious. I never like actively said to myself, I'm worth more if I'm attractive, but that's really what it was. And then I realized recently that I'm never going to be like a movie star and that attractive. Obviously, I don't think I'm ugly. You know, that's not my point. It's like beside the point if I'm actually good looking or not, because it doesn't matter. That's the point, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, is you could spend your whole life. I could spend my whole life waiting for that. And maybe it comes, only to realize it doesn't freaking matter. And so what does matter is living our life, having relationships, being good to other people, finding happiness and contentment and peace. And that's what I'm looking for, is contentment and peace with me and my life and those around me, and being good to them and valuing and recognizing what's around me that's beautiful, more than I have. Because I don't think I've sat around being like, my life sucks. But it's like I haven't necessarily really relished life, and I want to. And I want to relish my relationships with my wife and my children and my friends and my family and my coworkers and the people. I want to add to their lives. I want to receive from their lives, you know. And so that's the thing I'm working on, is that contentment and peace with myself. And yeah, I remember this expression, and I've thought about this a lot lately. You need to love yourself before you can love others. And I'm like, what does that mean? I always just imagine that meant loving yourself. I just kind of took it at its face value. Like when you love something, you're just like, oh, you're so amazing, I love you, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, no, if I love my children like unconditionally, and they can't change that. I might get mad at them. They might drive me crazy, but I love them and they can't change that. And I'll accept them for whatever they are. They could be anything or do anything. And that doesn't change. So I think loving ourselves is accepting ourselves as we are. And that's what I realized is self-love. Because if you can accept yourself and your value and worth and not judge yourself and look down on yourself and think badly of yourself, that means that you're more able to do that for others. Because the hardest thing is to do that for ourselves. Because we can do that much more readily for others. I don't think it keeps us from doing it for others, but we'll be better at it if we can do that for ourselves. That's what I think. And so that's what I'm realizing. So self-love is just accepting myself as I am, not having to be performative about it, prove anything. Just accepting me and then accepting others and then living life and just being, you know what I mean? So it's like, that's what I'm shooting for. And so that's what I want to explore with this. And so I don't know how this will change or if I'll even continue with it. But I want to, because I realized I really like creating a podcast because it's something that makes me think differently. And I love opportunities to think differently. And so I will continue to do what I think. That's my plan for now, is to start posting. And I'm not ready to decide for myself if it's going to be on a schedule or every day. I can't imagine every day. It's the good thing about a schedule is it gets you to do it. But I don't want to be beholden to a schedule. But life is a lot better than it was the last time I posted a podcast. But in a lot of different ways. Life is interesting. Things have changed a lot for me in my life. At work, it works so well. I pulled back on as much of the extra things and spent my evenings just trying to spend better time with my family and my wife and my children. It's still hard for me to pull away from the smartphone in the evenings. That's something I need to focus on more. But we've been like playing games together and just, you know, it hasn't been perfect, but man, it's been better. And at work, it's what I suspected. If I freed up the mental energy and I actually rejuvenated in the evenings and relaxed, got good sleep, went to the gym in the morning, do those things, I'd be more prepared to come into work and ready to just roll and be more productive, get better at what I do and do more. And that's what's happened. It's like been happening. And I said, I'll do this for a few months and then I'll reassess. And it's been since like October, November, December, like three, four months, you know, that I've been doing this. And it's like, wow, work. There's opportunities arising at work to take on more leadership type of roles in smaller ways that will lead to other things. And that's what I wanted to do, and opportunities to make more money, get more experience, and that will translate. And so it's just like, yeah. So maybe I make a little bit less photo shoots, but I'm definitely happier. And I've been finding opportunities to make more money anyways. And I thought, well, if I can match what I'm making doing photo shoots during my 9 to 5, then that means less energy in general I have to exert towards making money. That doesn't mean I don't try other ways to make money, but I realized, oh man, the things I've been doing are just required too much active participation. Certainly not passive, right? They weren't passive ways of making money. And so I thought, why don't I focus on the thing that is active? It's my job. And I like what I do as a job for now, you know? And so I don't know. I don't see myself starting my own company necessarily, but I want to find other ways to, you know, invest and make money. But right now I'm just really focusing on the internal stuff and the things that I already have on my plate, to optimize those and to learn from those and build from there. So I don't know. I don't know what to say beyond that. And I don't know if that's like, you can always do more, but you just got to do what you can with where you're at and build from there. And I love the things I learned so far from doing this podcast, because it really started me on a path of thinking differently. Like I said, to me, thinking differently is huge and important. Because if you think the same way, then you'll get the same results. It's like at work, I decided I'm going to take like this little course. You know, it's like, I don't know if you've heard of Udemy, Udemy, Udemy.com. It's just basically courses you can like buy. If you've ever been like, I've been on and listen to podcasts or like on Facebook, there's these like master classes, whatever, where people like Gordon Ramsay will teach, you know, cooking. That's a version of this where you just kind of do courses, but this is a different thing called Udemy, where people post things on all kinds of topics. A lot of them are like learning about coding or photography, just all kinds of skills, really any skill. People post these classes, you buy them for like $10, and then you have like 6-12 hours of things to learn. And I decided, I have always been felt like, oh, I'm not good at math, right? Like I grew up with that feeling, avoiding taking math class as much as possible. And as a software engineer, math is actually pretty important. You know, you can kind of, you don't necessarily they're doing like math equations, but math comes into play, and mathematical concepts more than I even realized. It's just things that I've kind of learned and picked up on. But I thought, I didn't go to school to learn software engineering. So there's all these classes that people I work with that did go get a degree in software engineering learned and took and just kind of have internalized, that I've just kind of picked up the things that are more practically applied doing this day to day without even necessarily knowing, understanding the name of the concepts or everything. So I thought, why don't I take like this 6-hour mathematics for software engineering class, which is really meant for like beginners, but it is for people who are in the industry too. But it's really, and I thought, hey, anything that starts at the basics and ground up, I'm going to see things I already know. I'm going to make connections I didn't know were there. I'll learn something new. I'll be refreshed. So I thought I could say, hey, no, I've been a software engineer for like 5 years. I don't need that class. Anyone that watched that would learn something or be reminded. So I was like, who am I? Like, that's the thing. Always telling myself like, well, I should already know this. What is should? What is should? What should you or shouldn't you know? Who cares? You know what I mean? It's like, should or shouldn't know something? You either know it or you don't. And you're either too proud or not to ask questions or to learn, right? So I'm trying not to be too proud to say, you know what? I could learn from that. I could learn from anybody. I can learn from things that I could learn from watching freaking Blue's Clues. You know, if I opened my mind enough and really paid attention, I would notice something that has a principle, even if it's not like anything deep. There's some principle. The more you open your mind to things around you, you're going to learn something that you can apply to your life, whether it's a concept or an actual concept, or I'm having trouble articulating this. It could be just a principle for life, or an actual, like, let's say, mathematical concept of, oh, that's the order of operations, you know, something like that. So I'm taking this course, and I've already been like, oh yeah, I remember hearing about that. Okay, this is really solidifying that, and I'm learning these skills that I wanted to learn. And I guess my point is, putting yourself out there looking, where are ways that I can learn, take away the pride and what you should or shouldn't be, and just get out there and learn. And that's what I've been working on. And it's so far been paying off. Like, there's legit opportunities that are arising here within my own company I'm working at for me. And that's exciting. And so I don't think that your 9-to-5 is always the end all be all, or even is for me. But if I'm going to put this much time into it, I might as well do something great with it, because I don't want to just skate by, you know. And I don't think I have, but I could definitely, I realize I can bring it up a new notch, you know. So anyways, I am just rambling so much, and I hope this has something for somebody if anyone does listen. But man, it just feels good to share my thoughts, because if you didn't notice, this is like a stream of consciousness thing. And if nothing else, it's good for me. So if you did listen, I appreciate it. Please follow. Please like. Please share. Do whatever. But have a great day. And just look for a way to be happy with you. And if you look in the mirror a lot, always to reassure yourself that you look okay or good. Because I do that, man. I'm always... it seems so vain, but really, whenever I walk by a mirror, I'm looking to see, like, am I actually good looking? And I have to try to convince myself constantly. And I'm so sick of doing that. It's exhausting. It doesn't matter. And you know, I could say, no, but I am good looking. No, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Am I trying to convince myself right now? Yeah, because it's something that's been rooted into my brain essentially my whole life by me or society. Who cares? It's there. And so I try not to, when I join Zoom meetings, I hide my own self, because I keep looking at myself to see what it looked like. What do people see when they're talking? Are people noticing me? Do they see? You know, like I said, all subconscious, really, right? I'm not trying to do this. It's just what I'm doing. I'm just trying to own it. I've been hiding it, and I've been more engaged in meetings, I'm trying to just not worry about it. If I'm at the gym, I'm just gonna work out. I'm not gonna be looking around, like seeing who's around and what they look like, or wonder if people are looking at me, because no one is, and if they are, who cares? And just live. And it's really freeing. So I don't know if this is something you needed to hear, but I needed to say it. And I want you to just approach today and life knowing that your worth is fixed and unchanging, and it's not based upon what anybody thinks of you. It's really more based upon what you think of you, because that's what matters, and that's what affects you actually. But even it doesn't, but ultimately, it doesn't even matter what you think of you. You just are valuable, and that's never going to change, no matter what you say or do, no matter how embarrassed you make yourself, or how cool you look, or whatever award you win or lose. You are fixed in your value, and that's never going to change. You might as well accept it. Have a good day. Thanks for listening. You can support the No Better Time podcast by going to anchor.fm/nobettertime and selecting the support button. But the best support you can give is by listening and engaging. I want to hear from you. Send your thoughts, questions, and topic ideas to nobettertime.podcast@gmail.com, or you can leave a voice message by going to anchor.fm/nobettertime and clicking the message button just below the podcast description. Please subscribe wherever you listen and rate and review if that's an option. Check out the video version of the podcast on YouTube by searching No Better Time Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe there as well. And if this episode would help someone, don't forget to share it with them and let them know about the podcast. Welcome to No Better Time. I'm Phil Salter, and this, like I said, is No Better Time, and I'm going to do a little episode today, and today we're going to be talking about loving ourselves. Now, if you listen to my most recent episode, it was my first episode in a long time, and I talked about a lot of things, kind of rambled for 30 minutes, so I don't know how many people got through that, and I did talk about this concept of loving yourself a little bit, but I really wanted to talk about it specifically and not for as long as the other episode. So, that's what we're going to talk about today. So, see you in a second.